Okay, so welcome to session five. Tonight we're going to be doing sowing and reaping. But as you all know, firstly, it's through my own experience of what God's taught me. Secondly, it is about discovering the real you. And therefore, it's all about you. We know the scriptures for sowing and reaping in regards to general things, in regards to what we should be doing. As Christians, etc. But what I want to speak to tonight is about sowing and reaping in your own life, in your relationship with God, in your understanding of things. So you'll find in your journals that you've got, there will be little sacks, and those sacks will have seeds, and then it'll have like what. So one of the examples I think on your sheets will be like criticism. If you keep criticizing yourself, it equals low. The fruit that you'll be receiving is low self-esteem. So that's the kind of thing that you'll be going through. But what I want to start off with is when you give your life to Jesus, you get to choose where you are planted. Right? Because there's the kingdom of heaven and then there's the kingdom of this world. So you get to choose whether you plant yourself inside the kingdom of heaven or remain in the kingdom of this world. You can't, well, people do. They put one foot in the kingdom of heaven and one foot in the kingdom of the world, but you can't serve two masters. And that's got nothing to do with money. You just cannot. It will always. That's where you'll be lukewarm. That's where you will not be able to be successful. That's where you'll never be able to reap anything because you're sowing good and bad seeds together and they're just fighting each other and you end up with nothing. So imagine a map and you've got roads that are in red and roads that are in blue. Okay. So the roads that are in red belong to the kingdom of God, and the roads that are in blue belong to the world. And you can map out, the world maps out your world very easily, and you get to see how that goes. But if you look at the map and the red road, which is the kingdom of heaven, okay, that is not always the easiest of maps. But the thing that we have is that we have the Holy Spirit. So we have a sack of seeds that the Holy Spirit gives us, and we get to choose. Firstly, we know that our soil is our hearts. Our hearts are the areas we can either have stony or thorny hearts. But basically, when we allow the Holy Spirit to plow them and to turn it up, then he can plant, we can allow him to plant things into our lives. But we also get to plant things in our lives. So, by the fact of renewing your mind, how you speak about yourself, do you disregard the stuff that you do? Do you disregard the gifts and talents that God has given you when somebody comes and compliments you and says, oh, that, just say, for example, you can paint beautifully. And somebody comes and says, oh, that's a beautiful painting. Oh, no, it's not. It's just average. It's okay. You're actually destroying that seed that God has planted in you. Okay? You're speaking against what God has given you. So where do you plant your seeds? And we also know that in the Word of God, when we read the Word of God, we are planting those seeds into our hearts, which then enables our minds to be renewed, which then opens our ears, our eyes, our taste buds, our whatever to the voice of God. So everything, as you see, begins to fit on top of one another. In Romans 8:28, it says and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So we get called and we respond when we say, yes, Jesus, I'll make you the Lord and Savior of my life. Then when we love him, all things work to to the good of those. Doesn't mean that we have to like the situation that we're in. Doesn't mean that we have to agree with the situation that we're in. But when we know and we go get seated in heavenly places, when we sow into our lives God's perspective, when we sow into our lives God's way, we will reap the harvest that was intended for us. So we're dealing with discovering the real me. So let's look at how, what, and who. Who is easy? We know is the Holy Spirit. He's the one that gives us the gifts. He's the one that gives us the seed to sow. Some seed is for our own hearts. Some seed is to be sown into a field. And some seed is to be sown for generations to come. So many of us want seeds. Like, I don't know if you were ever at school and you had to, you did biology or whatever, and you planted that bean in the cotton wool, and you had to water it, and then you it sprouted up like 2, 3 days later. It sprouted up, and you had this plant, and you're all excited and that kind of thing. And sometimes that's what we expect. We read the Bible and we sow it into our hearts and we meditate on it and everything, and we expect it to produce something straight away. And sometimes that's not the case. If you take the yellow mustard plant, it matures in 85 to 90 days. Whereas the brown mustard seed takes 90 to 95 days. So each thing is different. Each seed is different. Some of our seeds are, and that's also expectation in your own understanding and not in God's understanding brings death to your crop. If you expect, if you're planting, say, a mustard seed and you're expecting it to produce in 3 to 5 days, that brings it's deferred hope. It brings death to everything that you're doing. But when you plant a seed and you say, God, I thank you that I can plant the seed. I can be fruitful with the seed, especially in your own life. And yet sometimes we don't. How many times haven't you heard somebody say, oh, you know, you've changed, you've really matured in the Lord. And you think, I haven't seen any difference, but other people can see because it's when you're sowing into your life. You're sowing, I am good soil. You're sowing, I am created in God's image. I have been called for a plan and a purpose. My life is not worthless. It means something to God. Okay. So many of us actually think about our lives and think that we're of no use or our purposes is finished now. You know, it's like for me, when I was working and bringing in a salary and caring for people, you kind of think, oh, that, you know, that's good. And then you kind of semi-retire and you think, well, what's my life worth now? Because I'm not caring for anybody, or I'm not bringing any finance in, or I'm not. And we get to look at the I'm nots, when in actual fact, we get to choose to align ourselves to God. And when I left secular work, God said, you're now working for me. And you know, it took me quite some time to understand that God was not only sowing into my life, but I had to sow into my life that God, I was working for God. Not just in the sense of a ministry or in the sense of making finance. I had to renew my mind and I have to now sow into my life to be able to. So for example, if you go and you go to a secular job and you start off as the receptionist, but your goal is to be the PA. You got to go and do courses. You got to go and learn, and you got to get the skills to be able to become that PA. It doesn't matter if you're in a secular job, if you're retired, or if you're in the ministry, or where you are. We should always be going to the Holy Spirit and saying, Holy Spirit, you've given me this gift. What skills do I need to bring alongside this gift to produce a harvest that is worthy of your name? That to produce something that can bring you glory, Father, that can. How do we sow into our lives? Okay, so also just to let you know, an oak tree seed takes 5 to 15 weeks. So we get some of 90 days, some of 5 days, some of 15 weeks before it even sprouts up. And that to me is a generational. If you think about an oak tree, if it really is left to grow to its full term, you get to see the sprouting of it. Your children get to see the growth of it. Your grandchildren get to see even more. Maybe your great grandchildren will then get to see the birds that are nesting in it, the squirrels that are running up. It's a generational seed that you're sowing. So when we sow seeds, we need to ask God, is this a seed for now? Is this a seed for another season? Or is it a generational seed? We have to be intentional about the seeds that we sow. There's lots of things that affect a seed that we sow. Okay, it could be the wind, it could be excess rain, it could be the fact that the ground isn't fertile enough or whatever. So we need to choose. And that's what's so important for us in our hearts to make sure that our hearts are right before God and well plowed up so that the seed that gets planted in there gets planted into good soil, which is fertile, which is ready to receive that seed, which is then ready to be able to produce a harvest that God has planned and purposed for us to harvest. So if we look at Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20, it says, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your for the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." God gives us a choice. We get to the privilege and the honor is that we get to steward those seeds. We get to choose where we're going to plant it. Are we going to plant it in kingdom values, God kingdom values, or are we going to plant it into worldly kingdom values? I know in the fact of I would rather plant it in God's kingdom values than in the world. Okay. If we look at Romans 8:5, it says, "Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires." So where are we sowing? One of the things that God has been speaking to me about, and which I'm justifying, no, not justifying, adjusting, that's the word I wanted, adjusting, is how much time. When I've worked today, whether that's preparing for Sunday, preparing for tonight, or just plain studying, and then I sit down and I watch movies or something for the rest of the night, when I could be listening to some praise and worship music. I could be reading the Bible. I could be doing something else. I'm not saying that you don't get time to relax. I'm not saying that. But what am I saying? What movies am I watching? And that is sowing into my life. So what am I doing? Who am I talking to? Who am I listening to? Those are things that we sow into our lives through our ears, through our eyes. Okay. If we listened to or read Matthew 13, 18 to 23, It is all about the parable of the sower and what it means. So I think it's in your journals for you to go through. Write down what you think, where in any area of your life. For example, you could write down and say, okay, in my praise and worship, do I have rocky ground? Do I have shallow ground? Do I have thorny ground? Or is it good soil? That when I praise and worship, it is good soil that's happening. Do I make time for that? And that's the time is where we are protecting it. We protecting it from maybe too much wind, or we're protecting it from too much rain or whatever, so that it produces a good crop. It produces a good harvest. In Galatians 6:7 and 8, it says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." So, in your own life, are you sowing things that you will reap, or are you sowing negativity? And then, when bad things happen, you think, "Well, why is this happening to me?" Because all you've spoken is, "This always happens to me. Bad things always happen to me. I just get out of the muck, and I'm back in the muck. I just get out of debt, and then all of a sudden I'm in debt." Those are words that you're speaking, that you're saying into your life. Do we have to renew our minds? We have to hear what God is saying to us, and we need to align ourselves to sow into our lives the words of God in our lives. We are more than conquerors. Whatever we put our hands to prospers. But we've got to believe it as well as sow it into our lives. We've got to speak it over our lives. Because if you've got a barren land in your life, if your life is barren, and please hear my heart here, I'm not talking about, I know that with God anything's possible. I know that, but I'm talking about in discovering the real me, okay? When we give of ourselves, when the Father gave Jesus, he gave something that would bring him a harvest of souls. He gave one Jesus. He didn't give multiple Jesuses. He gave one Jesus. But how many of us have given our lives to Jesus? So what is the Father read? So if we are made in his image, whatever we sow, we will reap. The key, though, is that sometimes, and I gave this example in my mentoring group the other day, he says sometimes God will call us to say, for example, to a plot of land, and he'll say, "Vanessa, plant apple trees," and I plant apple trees. So now my expectation is I'm going to get apples. And then God says, "Okay, I want you to move on, and now I want you to go to this place." Now, but God, I've sown apples. I'm expecting to reap apples. I need those apples because that's what your word says. You see, if we sow, we're going to reap. But then he moves you on, and he takes you to a pear orchard, and here the pears are like far more than the apples would ever be. And you get to pick all the pears, and you get to be fruitful and abundant in that, because the word also says some people plant, some people sow, some people water, some people reap, some people. Just because you're planting apples doesn't mean that you'll get apples, because God might move you on to something else that he wants you to reap. The fact is that you will still reap. And there is a process between sowing and reaping. And that is the growth process. And as I said, sometimes it might take 3, 5 days. Sometimes it might take 80 to 90 days. Sometimes it might take 15 weeks. And when we put our expectation in God, not in receiving the crop, the fruit, the harvest. If we put our expectation in God, then we will always receive. no matter what it is. And it will always be for our good, and it will always be what we need at the time that we receive it. Also, if you take about, if you are getting into the word and you're sowing the word into your life, what does the Bible say? Don't worry about what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit will be there to give you the words at the right time in the right place. But you've been sowing those seeds, so you will reap those words when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you need those words. Are we sowing the word of God into our lives in the way that will enable us to be all that God created us to be? That will enable us to do all that God created us to do. In Deuteronomy 22, verse 9, it says, do not plant two kinds of seeds in your vineyard. If you do, not only the crops you plant, but also the fruit of the vineyard will be defiled. To me, that's a clear kingdom. Don't plant things from the world into your life, into your heart. Plant God's kingdom values, God's principles in your lives, and then you will reap not a defiled harvest, but a pure, bountiful harvest. And as I said, some of it we will reap here on earth, but some of it we will reap in heaven, and some of it will be for our kids to come, and our grandkids and our great grandkids, etc. Second Corinthians 9:10 says, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. And who's that? The Holy Spirit. Who are you relying on? For me, I was relying on my secular job to produce finance for me. Now, there's nothing wrong. Please, I'm not saying don't go give up your work and not work. I'm not saying that at all. You need to be obedient to what the Lord says. But when God called me and said, you're going to be working for me, I now need to rely on Him to produce the finance. I need to rely on Him to take me to the right place, to the seeds, because He's produced giving me those seeds in my life. And I think sometimes, especially as Christians, when we get something right, then we think we've cracked it and there's nothing more to learn. Well, I want to tell you that is a lie from the pit of hell, because you will always be learning. I believe that even when we get to heaven, we'll still continue to learn. We'll still continue to discover stuff. But I want to be able to, here on earth, I want to be able to be planting the right seeds into my life. Because just remember, our harvest, not only when you plant seeds in, produces seeds that you can then plant into other people's lives. If you're not planting seeds into your own life, how can you plant seeds into other people's lives? It's not impossible. I believe with God, all things are possible. But I do believe God wants to work with us first. He wants His relationship with us to be so closely knitted as a seed in the ground that we will bear fruit, and it'll be good fruit because God made it. So when it comes to the winds and the downpours, I think Ephesians 6:12 tells us, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of the heavenly realms. So when we do feel attacked, when you hear those birds hovering to come and pick up the seeds that you're sowing, or and you've sown it and maybe there's a little bit of rocky ground, and the Holy Spirit comes and he says, let's deal with this. Be open to dealing with what you need to deal with so that your seed can produce A bountiful harvest. I just came across this the other day as I was just preparing for this, and that's in Jude 1:20 and 21. It says, "But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life." Now, that waiting isn't sitting doing nothing. That waiting is doing what he's asking you to do right now, so that when you get to eternal life, it'll just be a step from one realm to another. The kingdom of heaven starts here on earth the day that we give our lives to the Lord. It doesn't start when you get to when you die from this body and then get to heaven. No, it starts right now when you give your life, or it started when you gave your life to the Lord. So when we sow into our lives, what are we? We need to sow intentionally. We need to sow with an expectation that God, you've created me in your image. Holy Spirit, you are producing this. You are giving me the seeds that I need to sow, so that God, you can reap from my life what you have planned and purposed. See, God also, when he sows, he also expects to reap a bountiful harvest. Are we allowing the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son to reap a bountiful harvest in our lives, in being obedient to receiving those seeds, planting those seeds? We know how to, as Christians, we know how to sow, whether it's finances, sow time into pe other people's lives. But do we know how to sow it and allow the Holy Spirit to sow it into our lives, so that we can be well equipped, so that we can produce a harvest that is pleasing and brings honor and glory to the Father? Or are we like me, I get some money and I spend it on everybody else and I get nothing? Now, I'm not saying that you have to be selfish and spend everything on yourself. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, don't forget yourself. It's very important in regards to relationship, in allowing the Holy Spirit to sow into your life. And you take that and you allow those seeds. You take those seeds and you sow them into your heart, so that the Father can reap from your life a bountiful harvest that brings glory, honor, and praise to his name. So we're going to pl land the plane there, and I'm just going to pray for you guys, and then we'll stop recording, and then if there's any questions or anything that's come to mind that you want to share, we can do that as well. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, for your love and your goodness. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have seeds that you long and desire to plant within our lives, but we need to say yes to you. So open our hearts. Clean out any areas that need to be cleaned out, and help us to plant the right seeds into our hearts, so that you, Father, can reap a harvest that is bountiful, that brings glory and honor to your name. I'm grateful that you, in your wisdom and in your goodness, have allowed us to accept these seeds and sow these seeds. And through praise and worship, Lord, may our hearts be watered, may our hearts produce fruit that is pleasing and a pleasing aroma to you, Father. And so, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this time. I pray, Lord, that as each one of us goes and just meditates and does the journal and discovers things about ourselves. I thank you, Lord, that you would highlight where we've stewarded those seeds well, and in other areas where maybe we haven't stewarded them as well as what we thought we had. We open ourselves to you, Holy Spirit, to lead us, to guide us, to show us, to fill us with wisdom in how to produce a bountiful crop for your glory and your honor, Father. So I pray a blessing upon each one of us, and I thank you in this week to come that you would draw us closer and reveal to us seeds that we have already sown into our lives and seeds that you want us to sow into our lives, so that we may stay in who you created us to be and your plans and purposes for what you want us to do here on earth before we enter the heavenly realms. So, Father, we just thank you for this time. We ask that you would bless each one. In Jesus' name, amen.